to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Nobody disagrees with me that my reputation is I strictly adhere to the Constitution. I strictly adhere to balanced budget, never vote for spending that we can't afford, always lower taxes. I don't want to ever fight a war that's unconstitutional. And I'm the dangerous person. You know, when Newt Gingrich was called to service in the 1960s, during the Vietnam era, guess what he thought about danger? He chickened out on that. He got deferments, didn't even go. So right now, he sends these young kids over there to endure the danger, and the kids coming back, and the young people coming back, and the ones in the military right now, they overwhelmingly support my campaign. We get twice as much support from the active military personnel than all the other candidates put together. So Newt Gingrich has no business talking about danger, because he's putting other people in danger. Some people call that kind of a program a chicken hawk, and I think he falls into that category.
Here's Ron Paul commenting on Newt Gingrich. Gingrich called him a dangerous candidate. Gingrich has got something to say about everybody. Are you sick of it yet? Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's Talk Host Joel Riley with political correspondent Jennifer Keeper about Mitt Romney squeaking out that win in Iowa.
The race was a little different than we thought based on polling and almost too close to call.
It was a real nail-biter. I mean, 8 votes, that's it. That's all that separated Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, Romney coming out on top in this one. But some say that it's not the best for Romney because it may mean that he's not the best person to be President Obama. Others say, the Iowa caucus doesn't really matter that much, and that if you move on to New Hampshire, the new people in New Hampshire don't really care what happens in Iowa, so... And that's also, New Hampshire's considered Mitt Romney territory, so most are thinking that he's going to win there.
Yeah, well, you can. If you're Mitt Romney, you got to feel really good right now, because a win is a win is a win. But Santorum, who literally lived in Iowa, where does he go from here? Is he heading right to South Carolina and going to try to do a microcosm in down there, what he did in Iowa?
Yeah, I think he's going to focus, put more of his focus on South Carolina. I think that Gingrich is also going to do that because Gingrich came in fourth. And I think that he thinks he'll have better luck in the southern states, South Carolina, Florida. So I believe he's going to turn his attention to that. So you're going to see some of those folks doing it because Mitt Romney really has put a lot of time into New Hampshire. So has John Huntson. He just did terrible here in Iowa, but that's no big surprise. I think he would say that. He didn't really put much stock in the Iowa race, and he's been focusing on New Hampshire. But again, Mitt Romney has really pounded that, so it looks like he's, it's going to take a lot for Huntsman to even get close. I don't know how long he'll be in it. Speaking of that, Rick Perry, that remains to be seen how long he'll stay in the race, because even he says he's reassessing his campaign.
Given the nature of how Iowa went, which was people would get hot, and then the negative would come out, and bam, Herman Cain went away, Newt Gingrich went away. Now that Rick Santorum is 8 votes from being the lead guy, do you anticipate that people are going to start firing with both barrels and trying to dig up dirt on him?
Oh, you can bet. when you get that the spot up there toward the top, I mean, you become a big target, and I think you'll see a lot of things coming out about him. Now, Gingrich says he's not going to be running nasty ads he was the target up here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, but I reserve the right to tell the truth about the candidate, and maybe the record isn't that hot, so it might sound mean, but that's not what we mean. I mean, we're just going to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, the only shots that I've heard so far are Santorum as a senator was about earmarks and taking care of his people. Do you think that's going to get stickier, or do you think it could be a completely different line, a completely different, lack of a better way to say it, skeleton in the closet?
It could be. It could be. I mean, he's, he was an inside guy. He was in the legislature. He was in D.C. in the Beltway. So I think that, it bodes well for you if you have Washington experience, but also it doesn't, because then you have a record. So, and that's a record that's fair game.
Iowa, GOP race, and New Hampshire. Next on the Countdown.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
So the GOP and the hoochie-coochie-coo, we got a couple of people out, a couple of people moving up. Here are host Donna and Rick Martinez talking to Heather Johnson from the group Moms for Mitt.
On the one hand, some media folks are saying, hey, Mitt Romney won, so that's a clear victory. On the other hand, he really didn't seem to increase his vote total very much over 2008. Are you concerned at all that Governor Romney has not really made the case to conservative Republicans?
Well, in terms of Iowa, that's consistent support from 4 years ago, so I don't find fault in that at all. In terms of making the case to conservatives in general, he has consistently held views from the 2008 campaign as he wrote his book, No Apology, last year, and throughout this campaign. The message stays the same. And I think the conservatives, we are looking for someone. We saw what happened with Barack Obama and the love affair that people seem to have with Barack Obama. And maybe we think we need to have that kind of a spark with a candidate. But what about a common sense candidate that just has common sense, consistent answers? So that's how I feel coming out of Iowa, that we held our support.
Now, Heather, there's no doubt that you are, you know, a big-time Mitt Romney supporter, and you've been that way for, like I said, for years now and so forth. But you are also a conservative who have done some really groundbreaking work in Chatham County, which at one point was probably one of the most liberal places in North Carolina. And I'm going to ask you to divorce yourself from your support for Mitt Romney, but just tell me, as a conservative woman, what you think about Rick Santorum from what you know about him.
Well, I don't know much about him. And I think we're so blessed to have so many great candidates on the Republican field. I hear all of these comments that Republicans just can't decide because they're not loud. I think the reality of it is we've never had such a great field to choose from. And I look forward to hearing more from all of the candidates. And Governor Romney is clearly the candidate who has the most comprehensive plan, the most comprehensive understanding of what our country needs at this time.
From MSNBC, Chris Jansing talking to analyst David Korn, who says the real winner in Iowa was President Obama.
So the argument's being made this morning that actually President Obama was the big winner last night because the field remains unsettled, and as long as the Republicans are going after each other, that only helps him. Do you buy that argument?
I think the field is weak. The fact that Mitt Romney, who's been campaigning in Iowa for like 17 years now, can't get above 25% even if after spending $30 million or whatever the final figure was. So I think it shows that he is inherently a weak Republican, and you still have the Republican craziness. Will Republicans really go ahead and nominate someone like Rick Santorum, who is very extreme on these cultural, ideological issues? He's against contraception. He's sort of a cultural warrior. Is that what people want when the economy is doing bad and the other things have to be dealt with? I don't know, but I think the Republican Party still has to, it's going to take weeks, if not months, to sort this out, and that's good for Barack Obama, who, of course, has his own problems.
Yeah, he's got problems with the economy, basically, and that's to say that he and his team have been working like crazy. He's got an organization that's probably unparalleled in the history of presidential campaigning, and they thought last night was kind of a dry run in Iowa. They got 25,000 people to come out and watch right. That video teleconference, which isn't bad. 7,500 of them signed up as volunteers. Would you say that's a successful night?
I think that's a very successful night. Remember, Iowa and New Hampshire as well remain swing states in the general election. So the Obama campaign is using these caucuses in the primary as a way to generate interest and get support and get volunteers. Their strategy is that this is not going to be a national election. We're going to have anywhere between 6 to 12 states in play. What they need to do is maximize their strategy, their communications, and their volunteer and grassroots base in those states to try to overcome what's going to be, you know, an impulse, I think, amongst a lot of voters for change against the president, just because the economy, you know, is likely to still be in a pretty bad spot. So this was a great test run for them. We saw that in North Carolina as well, when Obama volunteers worked in the last election and helped elect Democrats throughout the state. David Plouffe, Jim Messina, who are the grand strategists of all this, have a very customized approach to this coming election, and so I think so far they're showing that they can make some gains, at least establish what they need to establish for that to have a chance of succeeding.
He's got accomplishments that he can talk about, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Osama bin Laden or the tax cuts or whatever.
Right.
But he's going today into a state like Ohio, where, frankly, not only is the economy in bad shape, but when they do the head-to-head matchups, he does not do well in that key battleground state. So how does he turn it around?
Well, if you look at the midterm elections last November, the Democrats seem to be running away from everything that Obama had succeeded in the previous 2 years, which they had helped him with. The stimulus bill, Wall Street reform, health care reform. I think the Obama campaign has the exact opposite approach. They want to convince voters in Ohio and elsewhere that Obama did have these very real achievements that kept the economy from getting worse.
Some of this stuff is really ridiculous. Listen to some of these people. You've seen how quickly things change, and we'll continue to talk about that and the change on The Countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A lot of things are happening. I'm Doug Steffen. We are including Iowa and what's next in the GOP race, who's in, who's out. Here's Jeff Katz on the radio talking to Congressman Steve King of Iowa about his take on Romney and the victory there.
What the heck happened out there? A margin of victory of 8 votes?
Yes, and boy, the lead went back and forth in the wee hours of the morning. There were two times there that it was a one vote difference, and it kind of looked like it might settle to something like that. And then the last tally that the second to the last tally that came up, I guess, would be they found a net. Let's see, Rick Santorum was ahead by 4 votes, and they found a net change in a precinct that hadn't been reported yet. There was 16 votes in favor of Romney. Mm-hmm. They factored that in, and that put Romney up by 12. And then I actually went to sleep for a couple hours last night and woke up this morning, and some 4 votes change took place, and now it's 8. So it is it's the closest call that you could ever have, it's almost a tie. But out of this, Rick Santorum is a winner. There's no question. Romney won. He's a winner. Rick Santorum won the expectations game, and it's close enough in this kind of a race that a lot will view him as a winner here, and it gives him the springboard to go to New Hampshire. And, of course, it's a short race. A week long is all in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But the turn to go to South Carolina now becomes really something to watch. And I'm going to go to New Hampshire here in tomorrow.
Oh.
But then spend a day there with Jennifer Horn on the We the People event on that Thursday evening on the 5th. And then, of course, I'd love to be able to be in South Carolina for the South Carolina primary as well.
All right, so tell me, are you on board with somebody? Because I don't remember a Steve King endorsement.
Well, I made a decision about 4 o'clock in the afternoon the day before the caucus that I just could not bring myself to that conviction.
Mm.
And it's one thing to put up a vote, but it's another to make an endorsement at this level.
Right.
And without a conviction, it just wouldn't have been honest to step up and make that endorsement. And so I have stayed out of it from that standpoint, but I've really worked to bring the candidates forward and give them access and give the public access to the candidates. I've done events with most of the candidates. I guess I can't quite say all of them, but most of them, and sometimes fairly high-profile things that we did. So people had an opportunity to see how we interacted, too, and maybe that was the right way to go about this. I probably won't be able to pass judgment on my decision until this process is entirely over.
Senator John McCain didn't have the kind of problem Congressman Steve King had as he announced his endorsement for Mitt Romney.
Joe Lewis said, how are you going to beat this guy? He's very elusive and he's very good. And Joe Lewis said, well, he can run,
but he can't hide. Now, my friends, our message to President Barack Obama is you can run, but you can't hide from your record of making this country bankrupt, from destroying our national security, and to making this nation one that we have to restore with Mitt Romney as President of the United States of America. All the media reports is that the president's going to attack Congress, and you know, maybe that's not a bad idea. Our approval rating is 9%. You get down that low, you're down to paid staffers and blood relatives. But the fact is that the Democrats and President Obama had both houses of Congress, both majorities in both houses of Congress, when we passed the bailout, when we passed Obamacare, when we passed $1 trillion stimulus package. Remember, that was the one going to bring unemployment down below 8%. Remember that? Well, my friends, he can run, but he can't hide. And that's what this campaign is really going to be all about. I am really here for one reason and one reason only. And that is to make sure that we make Mitt Romney the next president of the United States of America, and New Hampshire is a state that will catapult him on to victory in a very short period of time. That's why I'm here.
Your calls on the Iowa caucus and the GOP contenders, 800-510-8255. Let's get cranking here on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown. Before we get to your calls at 800-510 on the caucus in Iowa, that's what the Talk Radio Countdown is really pretty much about and will be for most of the week. Some of the people involved that have been involved, not just the politicians, but I don't know, do we consider Donald Trump to be a politician? Here he talks to Piers Morgan about the Iowa results.
Mitt Romney, yet again, is hovering around 25% of a vote. And he only got just a few less than he got last time in Iowa. So he can't seem to break this 25% barrier. What does that tell you, Donald, about Mitt Romney's standing with his own party?
Well, I think he did a very good job, though, Piers. No matter how you cut it, he won. Winning is winning. If you win by one vote, it's like you play golf. If I win by one stroke or 20 strokes, winning is winning. And he did win. You have to understand, he was really way down in Iowa. It looked like most people thought he shouldn't even go to Iowa. And now he comes out with a win. And then he has a lot of people, including you, say, oh, gee, you know, I mean, he should have done better. The truth is, he will be the first to say, I think he'd like to start, you know, cracking into the 30s and 40s. And he has to do that at some point. But he did have a win, and it was a good win. And it was a place where a lot of people thought he shouldn't even go. And I actually suggested to him about a month ago when I was talking to him, I said, you should really go to Iowa because you can win Iowa. And sort of interesting, all of a sudden he went there and he won. So I think it was a great victory for him. I think it was great for Rick Santorum, absolutely great. And those two guys really came out on top.
The question was asked about a tweet he sent regarding Michelle Bachmann.
Donald, this tweet you sent last night surprised me because you called her a disloyal and terrible boss, and yet you're quite praiseworthy about her in your book. So what happened?
Well, first of all, I do like her. I think she's a very good woman. She did the right thing by standing aside. There's no question about that, because it just wasn't going anywhere. But, you know, she came up to Trump Tower four times, which was a lot at her request. She also asked me to do a call. I think they call it a robocall, where literally thousands and thousands of people were on the call. It was the biggest call that they ever made. It was a fundraising call. And even though I made it plain that I'm not endorsing her, she asked me to do it. I did it. It took about an hour and then some. It was during an evening. In fact, my wife said, why are you doing this? What are you doing? Just relax. You work all day long, and now you're doing this call. But I did this call. It took a long time. It was a very successful call. Everybody was happy. And then when Newsmax asked to do a debate, she said no. And I thought that was somewhat inappropriate. I also felt, what does she have to lose? Because by that time, this was a couple of weeks ago, by that time she wasn't doing very well in the polls. And really, what do you have to lose? Now, Newt agreed to do it. And Rick agreed to do it, Rick Santorum, and they did the right thing. But she said no, and I was very surprised, because I actually did quite a bit for her. I didn't endorse her, and I wouldn't have endorsed her, and I let them know that. I let her know that. But I thought she was somewhat disloyal, and it was unfortunate. At the same time, I think she's a very good woman. She works so hard. I mean, I actually told her 4 or 5 weeks ago, go home, relax, take it easy. It's not going to happen. But she works so hard. She was so dedicated, and I respect that greatly.
Yeah, talking about, though, being anti-party, if you will, Newt Gingrich is the king of that, and you don't see or hear any, where you hear nothing about him, really, other than he said he was going to come to my debate. All right, finally, Piers Morgan, we're listening to excerpts from the CNN program hosted by Piers Morgan. It's the Larry King Show without Larry King, and without Larry's sort of oomph. Anyway, Trump and an endorsement.
I mean, from what you're saying tonight, Donald, I'm getting a sense that you're warming towards possibly an endorsement of Mitt Romney. Am I misreading the lines here?
Yes, I think you are. Look, I'm looking at it very seriously. I'm looking at the different candidates. I've gotten to know most of them. I think that the important ones I've really gotten to know, and I respect them. I want somebody that's going to beat Obama. Obama has done just an absolutely, and is doing, a terrible job. This country is in serious, serious trouble, and it has such potential. If somebody would release that potential, it has such enormous potential to do great and to be great again.
All right, so that's Piers Morgan and Donald Trump. A couple of other things that are of value for discussion purposes at 800-510-8255 from the Piers Morgan. This, listening to this guy, I have to tell you, is like, it sounds a little like Donald Trump. I have to tell you, like the fingernails on the blackboard stuff. Oy. But there's good information here that is not necessarily available anywhere else. That's why the excerpts, the audio excerpts, is part of what we do on the countdown, is present to you things that are bound to be conversation starters. For example, John Huntsman appearing with Piers Morgan, and they talk about New Hampshire, which is coming up.
Definitely, poll numbers are getting better, but they're still nowhere near Mitt Romney's in New Hampshire. And you set your stall, really, on a very good performance there. What is the yardstick that we should be using to judge Huntsman's success in New Hampshire?
Well, listen, we've gone from dead last place to what the most recent polls, including one of yours, had put us in the teens today at third place. We have to exceed market expectations. Now, that may sound a little businesslike, but the punditry will assign us a certain market value going into the vote. And whatever that expectation is, it will rise along with our performance in the polls. We've got to wake up the next day on the 11th, and we've got to say we did better than what the pundit class thought we would do. That then gives us the ability to move onward. That then proves a point of electability, because there will be a few tickets out of New Hampshire. Make no mistake about it, Pierce. This is a primary. It's not a caucus. It's a broad-based turnout. You've got Republicans, you've got independents, and even a few Democrats will sneak into the mix. And if you can do well in New Hampshire, that really proves a point of electability, and I believe that will carry you significantly as you then move down south into South Carolina and beyond.
He always sounds pretty good. He's a viable candidate. Not actually Mr. Charisma, but he does, I think he makes a lot of good salient points. Anyway, there's a conversation that he had with Piers Morgan about being in the Obama administration.
Do you think it's been an ongoing problem for you with the Republican establishment, if you like, that you have been so aligned, mainly by your competitors, to being Barack Obama's buddy, the guy that he sent to China? Has that backfired against you, even though the experience you had there, I'd imagine, would be rather useful for a future president? But do you think that alignment with a Democratic president has harmed you?
Listen, I worked for President Reagan. I worked for President Bush. I worked for President Bush. I'm asked by the President of the United States to stand up and serve my country. I will do that. I always have believed in putting my country first. But I think you bring up a good point, Pierce, and that is, at the very beginning, a lot of people glossed right over us because I crossed a partisan line. That's the kind of person I am. I will always put my country first. But these same people, whether it's George Will or Eric Erickson or other conservative commentators, have looked at all of the other choices. They've now come around, and I think they are saying, we forgot to look at his record when we glossed over him. And upon closer inspection, he's the only consistent conservative in this race. He's actually got a track record that he can bring to the table. He's got a history of bringing people together. And as the New York said in a lengthy analytical piece a couple of months ago, he can beat Barack Obama in every set of circumstances that are thrown at the race.
All right. So is John Huntsman worth another view? In my mind, he is far superior to Richard John Santorum from Pennsylvania, who is basically a Neanderthal when it comes to a lot of social stuff, especially. At any rate, the flavors continue. So you want to, everybody ready with the rocks? Ready with the rocks to throw them at the radio after we take this final piece from Piers Morgan's program, in which he speaks to the chairwoman of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I was thinking, watching it all unfurl last night, if I was Barack Obama sitting in the White House watching Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney scrapping it out, I'd be thinking, yeah, I like this. It's not a front-runner situation. No one's popping out. Mitt Romney can't get past 25%. Yeah, this is a good position for the Democrats.
If you're looking at the results last night and you're Mitt Romney, when would a win be a loss? It would be a loss when you were declaring victory the day before the caucus, when you spent $149 per vote compared to the guy who spent the least amount of money. You spent the most amount of money, and you've spent 6 years trying to win Iowa, and you beat the guy who spent the least amount of money by 8 votes. So he's limping into New Hampshire. New Hampshire, I would say that New Hampshire really probably won't even mean much, because most polls show that he's going to win, and so that's not much of a victory there either. Because
so
what is expected,
important when we look at what's coming up primary wise, where are the key places, do you think, the key battlegrounds?
Well, certainly South Carolina is going to be potentially decisive for them in their field, and then Florida on January 31st, my home state, where we're always pivotal. But this nomination process on their side seems like it's going to drag out a bit, because there is an obvious lack of enthusiasm for their entire field. I mean, there's a large anybody but Romney vote that they're rooting around on the Republican side, trying to coalesce behind someone, anyone other than Mitt Romney, because when you don't have any conviction, when you're willing to say or do anything to get elected, you know, I think most of the American people, I know for me that would be the case. I have constituents who tell me, Debbie, you know, I don't always agree with you, but at least I know where you stand. No one knows where Mitt Romney stands, and that's the last thing that you want in the president.
Okay. As I said, be prepared to throw your rocks. So that's the overview, pundits and radio hosts and television hosts, and now it's your turn to star in the countdown with your calls about the results of the Iowa caucus up next here on the countdown.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not lost.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopard, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown, the talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio around the country, and your calls now on the results in Iowa from this week. Lisa in Arizona is she's a thoughtful person, I would say.
The reason why I'm calling is because I was listening to contender Romney speak, and what bothered me was that he was talking about everybody came here to get a fair shot in America. And I'm an African-American woman, and I don't remember my ancestors coming over here to get a fair shot. I remember that they were forced over here and worked for nothing and helped to build this great country. And yet, I don't see that we have received any type of reparations for that, any type of fair treatment for that, no equal playing field to really achieve the American dream. Some of us have, but the majority of us have not.
800-510-8255. Don's in Florida with a comment about Mitt Romney.
My comment is, all through history, you have always been able to hoodwink the Anglo-Saxon. You can give them golden calf. They will worship anything you put in front of them other than something real. We're watching a man who got four pretty sons. Not one of them, he don't even look like they can rake the yard. But nevertheless, he go out there and boast about how he want to go to war. You know what? You can sell Anglo-Saxon snake oil. People are getting exactly what they deserve. This is what I say. You want Romney? Romney or nobody will be able to satisfy Anglo-Saxon because they don't know what they want.
Hmm. Interesting. Race gets into this, the reparation conversation, and people who still think it's white versus black in our country. That's kind of sad, isn't it, huh? More of your calls and comments coming up. The number is easy to remember, 800-510-TALK on the Talk Radio Review, 51 past the hour.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Enthusiastically encouraging and welcoming your calls on the flavor of the week as far as personality is concerned, which appears to be Santorum. Did your person do poorly or do well? Are you tired of listening to the blah blah from the other side? It's part of the process, though, isn't it? It really is. There are some interesting pickups here. Let's listen to Robert in Virginia talk about Mitt Romney.
I'm so glad that we were able to get a social conservative into the top three. And even though I am very concerned about his stance on illegal immigration, I'm glad that Santorum is there and that Gingrich is out of the top three. However, we did pass up the GOP's one serious chance of making history, which is with Michelle Bachmann. Barack Obama won in 2008 not because of the black vote, but because of the woman vote, and we need to win the woman vote, and we also need to figure out how to count up to 270. Now, Santorum helps with that because of Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, but when we pick a vice presidential candidate, we're going to have to pick a big electoral vote state for that candidate as well. And I hope the GOP wakes up, figures out what they need to do to get the women vote and to get over 270 so we can make Barack Obama a one-term president, repeal Obamacare, enforce borders, and protect marriage.
All right. So we got a lot of people saying the same sorts of things. 800-510-8255. If you put Newt Gingrich in there, you won't get women. That's for sure. Harold, thoughts on the GOP, sir, please.
At this point, what I really think is
just as it is very, very important to repeal or kill a bad bill, such as Obamacare or Hillary Care, that to pass a good bill, it is also equally important to limit a bad president, such as Jimmy Carter, George Bush, or our current president, than to elect a super candidate. Our president broke many of his promises, such as a transparent government. The health care bill was written in secret, passed, and nobody knew what it was, anything about it. The President Obama, he also wants to increase abortions, and if we had not killed 50 million or more of our children, we would have plenty of money in Social Security and in Medicare. The tragedy is we are killing our own citizens. What this administration is trying to do is to take away our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
800-510-8255. Rah, rah, shish kumbah. Here's Larry in Mississippi on the countdown.
I'm glad. I hope he wins for the Republicans because I did some research on him. He destroyed jobs for big business. He doesn't care about the middle class. He's for big business and the rich. So I know if he's the nominee for the Republicans, the Democrat would have a field day defeating him. There's no doubt about it. Yes, everybody talking about Rick Santorum. I think Rick Santorum would be harder for the president to defeat. But Mitt Romney, he's got a lot of baggage. And he did Obamacare in Massachusetts. There's no doubt about it. And he's trying to run from it now. It's just ridiculous. He's got a lot of people fooled right now, but when it's one-on-one, when this stuff come out about Romney, there's no doubt in my mind that the president will defeat him.
All right. A little one-sidedness there. Finishing off in terms of callers for this hour, Linda in South Carolina.
I don't care how many Republicans come here and try to get on this ticket in which Obama... Right now, he may not have a lot of people votes that count in South Carolina, but overall, he will be a second-term president because anybody who thinks them having a lot of money will put them in the White House, that's ludicrous because I feel that anybody that get elected for the president to be in any term for running this country, it should be a people president and not a president who's all about the rich. I think any president that, you know, should win should be all about all the Americans. And Barack Obama has proven that he's a people president. But everybody that's against a man of his color, they would never rally around him.
All right, our poll at DougStephan.com. Which candidate do you think will drop out after the Iowa caucuses was right? 34% of you said Michelle Bachmann, and she has gone. Bye-bye.